Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's my pleasure, Bruce. I'm glad to be with you.
A Swine Health Information Center-funded study has identified a new and possible more cost-effective approach to swine disease surveillance. First of all, a little bit of background. Who conducted this study? What was the study all about, and what were the time frames?
Yeah, let's go back to the very beginning and even talk about pseudorabies eradication program in the U.S. And the surveillance that was done on pseudorabies is not a whole lot different than what we're doing right now. Now, that program was a long time ago. Generally, we end up with there are different schemes, but we end up with what's termed random surveillance. You go out and you have a population and you just pick animals out of that population or out of the pens, pick certain pens to look at just randomly. And that's one way to try to keep away from bias while you're doing, when you're doing surveillance. And we looked at different kinds of the surveillance programs and surveillance patterns. And for example, the forest industry uses what is called spatially balanced surveillance, which is what we've been working on, what we've been studying and researching. And this is with Dr. Jeff Zimmerman at Iowa State University. He's leading this effort. And that spatially balanced surveillance is a way to orderly look at the population. You instead of doing random sampling, which you may oversample one area, one spot, either one group of pens or one area in the country, if you're doing random just because by chance you get those, this is looking at what's termed spatially balanced. So you divide the area or divide the barn up into a grid, and you do surveillance based on a pattern, based on that spatially balanced pattern in the area. And that's what Dr. Zimmerman's been working on. He's been looking at the effectiveness of that technique, the different ways that you could analyze that, and how it may help us in the future with health issues.
What are we finding in terms of this evaluation, this study?
Well, they have found that we can be just as effective in surveillance as we are now applying this spatially balanced surveillance idea. One thing that they did was look back at the PED outbreak and surveillance that was done with PED, the surveillance that was done with pseudorabies, and take a look at how that was applied with this random sampling. And then overlaid spatially balanced surveillance on top of that to see if they would have come out the same. And what they found is that the spatially balanced surveillance concept can be just as effective as random sampling or other surveillance schemes. And because it is orderly, because it is manageable and looks at a specific grid, it also can save money. We don't have to do all of the random sampling that we would have done otherwise in order to be assured that we have a negative disease status or that we find a disease if it's there. We can apply spatially balanced surveillance and be just as confident with expending less money on surveillance program itself using that as the other surveillance schemes that are out there.
What are the next steps in this process?
You know, I think that we're going to refine it. We have to keep working at refining and making sure that we are heading in the right direction with it. We are working with USDA and being in communication with them because ultimately that if we're going to use this for national disease surveillance programs, it's going to have to be with the acceptance and with the assurance of USDA. However, we are also offering this to producers because as they, for example, go into barns and sample for PRRS or sample for PED or sample for whatever they want to do surveillance on, they can apply this spatially balanced surveillance scheme within the barn, as well as it could be applied within the country. So it's very scalable, and we can use it, producers can use it to decrease their monitoring and surveillance costs on their farm while still having the same confidence in the surveillance that they're doing.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Well, one of the things that we do is require periodic reports whenever we whenever research is funded. So on the swinehealth.org website, swinehealth.org, there's a report for this project that's up there. And if there are any questions, people can either call me or send me an email, and I'll be happy to visit with them about it.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think one of the things that to point out on this is trying to look at innovative ways that we can do a better job with swine health in the country, in North America, and apply that. And that's the mission of the Swine Health Information Center, to try to improve the health of the country through innovative research, innovative techniques, and thinking outside the box. And I think that this is one area that is a pretty good illustration of that. I'm really looking forward to this being applied and producers using it to decrease their costs.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.